This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Joining us on the WBEN Live Line is Nicolay Ambrose, a political analyst and also former National Young Republican chair. Nicolay, good morning. We're talking about the high-stakes meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin today in Alaska. Tell us a little bit about what will be discussed.
All right. So if Trump's assessment is right, he'll know in the first 2 minutes if there's going to be a deal or not. And then we, the rest of the world, get to find out later this evening, because Alaska is about 4 hours behind us here on the East Coast, how this all shakes out. So I think we have to view this as Donald Trump's art of the deal versus Vladimir Putin's obsession with Ukraine, and look at this in terms of, okay, what are each of these gentlemen trying to accomplish?
For Trump, what's the answer to that question?
Right. So basically, you have this man who is this president who is burnishing a pretty darn impressive legacy as a peacemaker. He has had 7 peace deals in 7 months. And yet this Russia-Ukraine deal has been the most elusive. This is the one he won himself before he even assumed the presidency for the second time. And he is at the same time genuinely frustrated that there have been approximately 1 million casualties in this 3-year-plus war. He views this as totally needless waste of life. And he's been very frustrated with Vladimir Putin consistently, and at times Zelensky, as we've seen. And then on Putin's side of the equation, the number one priority for him is he has to save face. And then he, at the same time, is dealing with a faltering economy. Trump has driven down the cost of worldwide oil prices. It was Russian oil that was funding this war machine. And so he desperately needs some sort of story he can sell the Russian people about how ending this is a success for Russia. So I think that is going to be a key part of making peace and getting to a ceasefire.
I think it's really interesting you say that. Why would Putin need to save face? Because I think a lot of people here in the U.S. kind of look at him as not having to sell anything to the people because he's, well, a dictator, basically. I mean, what does he need to be, you know, have great poll numbers for amongst all the people over there in Russia because he has everything under his thumb?
Well, it is kind of a hallmark that all dictators are desperate to save face, right? They like to believe their own propaganda. But I saw a fantastic quote come out of, if you will, one of the key generators of the Russian propaganda machine. So the gentleman who used to be one of Russia's ambassadors, who until last year headed up really the Foreign Service Training Academy, wrote an op-ed where he said, quote, "Settling the war in Ukraine, which has been lost by the West a long time ago, has become a secondary issue in relations between the U.S. and Russia. Nothing more than an obstacle to normalization that we must overcome together," end quote. So full stop, this war has been going on for over 3 years. In the past 2 years, Russia has only gained 1% of Ukraine's territory, according to the Wall Street Journal. So no, Russia is not winning. This is not going anywhere, aside from Putin has so angered Trump that Trump is now authorizing bigger, better, stronger weapons to Ukraine than Biden ever would. So, and then at the same time, Trump skipped the line, kind of was a bit unorthodox in terms of going after those key buyers of Russian oil, like China, like India, like Turkey, by slapping those 50% tariffs on India and India going berserk. Things like that apply a ton of pressure to the situation. And so I think that's why you have Putin so desperate to meet. So what is the end game here, right? So we know everyone wants a ceasefire, aside from maybe Russia, but Russia is being boxed into this corner. Why are they being boxed into the corner? Well, several reasons. You have all NATO countries finally at what is supposed to be their commitment of funding defense at 5%. You once again have the price of oil down. You have Russia's allies also now suffering consequences from the U.S. And you have a trade deal with the EU, specifically most on buying U.S. energy. And guess what used to fund a lot of Russia? EU buying energy from Russia. So this is not looking well for them. And I think in a way, Putin's like, I need to get while the getting's good on some sort of economic deal with the West, or else I'm going to be cut out.
Obviously, discussions need to be had. You have to at least try to end the war. But is there any reason, and do you think maybe President Trump is thinking this too, that Putin can be trusted with anything that he'll say in this meeting? I mean, President Trump himself has said that Putin talks nice, and I think his wording was, and he turns around and starts killing people again. Is there a reason to trust Putin?
Well, absolutely. So this is, that's why, number one, everyone says, okay, let's have a ceasefire first, and then Ukraine and the EU want security guarantees. But I think that's why you see a lot of what President Trump was trying to build into these deals was, you know, U.S. companies and some sort of U.S. partnership for some of these rare earth minerals, et cetera, in Ukraine with U.S. companies, because he believes that Russia wouldn't be so foolish as to attack direct U.S. interests in Ukraine if our folks are there. Now, is that true when Donald Trump is president? Absolutely. Would that be true with a weak U.S. president? Not if Vladimir Putin's in charge. Look at his history. In 2008, as Bush was heading out the door, Putin invaded Georgia. In 2012, Barack Obama told Putin, told Putin's proxy, oh, just wait till I'm reelected and I'll be more flexible. And then he invaded Crimea in 2014, and then Putin invaded Ukraine in 2022. So I think those security guarantees and how those are structured will be very interesting, because the goal is it needs to ideally withstand a weak U.S. president as well, but hopefully we won't put ourselves in that bad of a situation again.
Well, we'll be watching later today. Nicole, thanks so much for joining us this morning. That's Republican political analyst Nicole Ambrose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.